Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, check this out.
Check this out.
Grudge Inc. Present
the World Outlaw Grudge National.
July 4th through the 5th at the San Antonio Raceway. 3641 South Santa Clara Road.
In Marion, Texas.
Yeah. Come on, y'all. Let's do it.
25 host teams from across the country with over 100 races in 2 days. We'll be Battle Inc. And we're kicking it all off Friday, July 4th with a bang with Grudge Racing and a fireworks show.
No doubt.
It's Saturday action. It's the ProMont Shootout, the Back Half Shootout, and the 580 Index Race. And we got that bike show for you too, partner, with the Fly Riders of San Antonio. Awesome. Live in concert, Slim Thug.
What up, it's your boy Slim Thugger, S.A. I will be at World Grudge National July 5th. It's going down.
You need more info? Visit Facebook at World Grudge National or contact Tracy Atomic Dog at 512-775-6563.
This is Slim Thugger, the boss, talking to you, man. Be there.
Well, what is going on, DMV? This is JB, your host for the JB's Lock It In, the DMV radio show. And, man, I'm going to tell you right now, before I get into some of these events, I was in one of the most heated conversations of the 2014 between Mr. Josh Jones from the Takeover Racing Camp and Mr. Sharam Delai from Top Notch. These boys were going at it like two pit bulls fighting over the last piece of meat. And finally, the race is locked in. Now, just to clarify, this race is not the Bad Storm car. This race is top-notch, one kit, nitrous, on 28s, no balls, taking on Josh Jones in the Takeover Racing Camp with Junior, which is a small block, one carb, roll-up windows, full interior, on 28th, One Gun, and this race is going down September 13th at Grudge Inc. and Takeover Racing's event, September 13th at Piedmont. They are officially locked in 500 on 2,500 or better. This race is, like I said, is between Top Notch and Junior. So that race is locked. So all y'all boys that's been seeing these two guys go at it on the page, they are locked in. Now, other than that, we have a lot of action going on this week. Not only does my guys grudging, I'm giving a shout out to my boy Tracy, Atomic Dog, and, you know, those guys out in Texas, they getting it ready, getting it right out there right now. And, I mean, it's, anybody who's anybody is on the road. I saw a video, Tony and his camp, the Primetime Camp, they are on the road. Donye is on the road. Angelo, Big Low, and the Florida boys on the road. I mean, Goldie and his group and the Candy Crusher, they are on the road. I mean, the guys from Michigan, some of them guys, they on the road. So, I mean, and, you know, I got our guys. You know, I think the Old Jacks are on the road. The 3M truck is moving on down. I mean, it's going to be one hell of a show down in Texas. I'm sorry I can't make it, but, you know, it just happens like that. But in our area, tomorrow, I think it is the return of the Thundering Goat. Yes, the return of the Thundering Goat, plus All Day Grudge Racing, and they have Boy Wonder is going to be in the place. Boy Wonder is going to be on the ones and twos down at Colonial Beach tomorrow night. So if y'all want to go, you know, have a nice 4th of July, go enjoy some racing before your late night with Larry T and Custom Tees down at the beach. I think they got one or two races already locked in. So if anybody needs any help or anybody needs something or you trying to get something going for tomorrow, give me a call. All you got to do is give me a call, shoot me a text. But that's going on tomorrow at Colonial Beach. And then Saturday, JC is doing a race with VMP. I think it's the Summer Grudge Series, and it is a lot of action going down at VMP. From what I think this race is still going on. Now, Gene will come, he'll chime in later, I'm guessing, from the Horseman. But from what I remember, I think JC Richardson is getting the break from Gene Stevens and Most Wanted Camaro. And also locked in is Shelton Gillis, yes, a.k.a. Running Bear, Mr. Oh, She Leave Like This. And Mr. Running Bear is getting the break from Henry P. Yes, Running Bear is getting the break from Henry P. in the Chevy 2. Also, Mike Gunter from Live Fast Racing with his The Truth Camaro is running E.B. Porton. Yes, Mr. Eric Bradby in, I don't know what they call the car, but it is his white Mustang all-motor Ford, and they are running 8 mile, heads-up, motor-to-motor, and that's going down at VMP this Saturday. Now, also, I don't know if it's locked or it could be locked in by the end of the night. Running Bear is waiting. I know he is on the phone waiting, like, you know, just waiting for them to chime in. But if, you know, Hell Yeah and his crew are coming to VMP this Saturday, you could see round three fight between Hell Yeah and Running Bear. So it's a lot of action going on Saturday at VMP. And yes, you heard it here, JC Richardson Camaro is back. So I know a lot of y'all thought that Camaro was going to be down for a while. I saw pictures of it coming out the trailer, and that thing is ready to go. So if you have some plans for tomorrow, if you have plans, look, go to Colonial Beach tomorrow for a little bit. check out some racing, the return of the Thunder and Goat. You got some all-day grudge racing. I think, I don't know if they are locked in, but my boy Maurice Johnson, a.k.a. from Big Mo Racing, I think is taking on Red Rick and his crew with the Just Do It S10. Now, they are supposed to be doing something tomorrow. I don't know who else is locked in, but, hey, man, get out, do some racing, support your people. Like I said, we got Colonial Beach tomorrow, and Saturday you got the event with J.C. Richardson, his Summer Grudge Series, going down this Saturday at BMP. Now, if anybody else got something they want to chime in on or they want to push that one button because they want a little action for this week, hey, man, you know how eyes be. Don't be shy. Click that one button and get what you got to get across. And if there's somebody you are calling out, do it tonight. And the first person is Mr. Daniel Pete Hall, a.k.a. Nephew Pete. What's going on, Nephew Pete?
What up, JB? What's happening, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Just I was in one of the most heated. Now, Pete, I'm talking about heated. I'm talking about the part to where I'm on the phone as the DP man, and these, I'm talking about, they were going at it. It was like David and Goliath, and at the end of that conversation, Josh Jones with their car, I think they just brought it out, called Junior. It's a power window car, full interior, one kit. They're taking on Top Notch September 13th at Grudge Inc. and Takeover Racing's race down in Piedmont. They are locked.
That should be interesting. But I chimed in. I ain't chiming in to call nobody. Man, I just wanted to chime in and thank all the racers, man, all the fans coming out this Friday and Saturday to Colonial Beach and support this man. And, you know, just thank everybody for showing the love, the out-of-town guys, like Running Bad, Hell Yeah, you know, for coming to town and letting our fans up here that, you know, a lot of fans don't travel. You hear about these guys, but you don't see them, so to finally see them, and then they do that race, man. I just want to thank everybody for, you know, supporting us and coming out and putting on a good show for our fans, man.
Oh, yeah, Pete. Y'all, hey, thank you for inviting me, man. I had a good time, man. Got to talk. I think I got to see the award. The best thing about that day, it didn't have to be the racing. I liked the goddamn award ceremony because those were guys that have been doing it for years. Back when I couldn't even say, hey, you know, I wanted to get in my car and drive to the beach. You know, I was a youngster looking at these guys, you know, the Thunder and Goat, Roger Mickens and all. These guys made, basically, these guys were doing grudge racing back when it was called match racing. So, I mean, you know, that was history. And it was just nice being down there and seeing y'all give these awards to these guys because, man, basically, they started it off.
Yeah, man. Hey, that's why we did it, man, because it wasn't for them guys, it wouldn't be us, man, you know, coming up watching them guys and a lot of them guys, you know, I grew up around a lot of them guys and followed them to the track and stuff, and they taught me a lot. I watched them a lot. And so a lot of them guys, man, it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be racing. So, hey, you got to show them that you appreciate it and let them know that, you know, that they're important in the racing world, too, and that you appreciate what they did.
Yes, it was, man, and it was a good, I'm going to tell you, the shootouts was good, the grudge racing was good. I mean, you know, the shit talking was always good, and I mean, it was just, you know, I heard y'all had a packed, I didn't get to get out there Friday, but I heard y'all had a packed crowd out there Friday night with some grudge racing going on. I heard Buck Downey in the Perfect Storm took out Big George, and I heard y'all had a lot of action. Yeah, I heard y'all had a lot of action Friday and Saturday, so it won't just Saturday.
Yeah, the races that got off Friday, man, there was some good races, you know. We had a little unfortunate incident. We had a couple crashes, and so we feel bad and sorry about that. And, man, there were some good races, man. People come telling me that they ain't seen racing that close in a long time because that Buck and Big George race, man, they were tied side by side all the way to the finish. And the race with Kenny and Troy with the Camaro, man, that was a photo finish, too. All of them was just tight races to the finish line.
Yeah, and that's
fans
hot,
really
man.
Enjoy it, man. You know, that's what we hope to do, just come out and put on a good show for them, man. It's like getting what they pay for.
Yeah, man. So what y'all doing this week? Y'all going out? Y'all heading out, or what y'all doing?
Yes, according to plan, we had a Mustang in Coney Beach Friday, and we had a Mustang in than with a Saturday.
Man, yeah, I think I talked to my birthday is Sunday. I'm going to go hang out with the boys Saturday at the beach, and I mean, at VMP, then I'm going to head on to, I think, Midlothian area and do a little bowling, see what we can do bowling. But, man, I'm going to head out there, man, and support J.C. Richardson and his group because, man, J.C. and them good guys, man. They good guys.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, I'm going
to
go out there.
I've been on the phone with J.C. all week, man, trying to do anything I can do to help him out. And, you know, that's my boy right there. You know, we type it in a $2 bill, so.
Yeah,
I'm glad to see him be able to get back.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully Fuji won't be down too much longer. He can get back, man. And the other guys that wrecked with the Camaro, they bought another car already. So, hey, they shouldn't be down too much longer either, hopefully.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, let me – I think we got somebody wanting to get in here with you, Pete, and I guess talk about the event or just get on with you. 202-580-2004. Who do we got?
That's you. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, mommy.
202-580-2004.
Your mic is open.
She
can't want to be. Oh, I guess we got that. Somebody might have clipped that one button by accident. But let me see. Here we go. This is somebody that wanted to get in, too. Mr. Running Bear, is that you, sir?
I'm here, if you can hear me.
Running Bear, I got to get, man. You, hey, me and Marco Proctor. And Marco, I love him to death because Marco is one of them guys. Pete know, all of them know, he support just about everybody, and he a good person. And he came over to me, he said, you know what, man, Running Bell is an OG, man. I said, yeah, he is, man. That man ain't got no damn sense. And when you did that goddamn picture, when you cocked that one leg up, had that hand out, and showing me how that Camaro leave, man, he about fell flat on the face.
Yeah. I playing around with the camera then because my car don't stand up. I got it so it won't stand up. It'll pick the driver wheel up about 8 inches, and then it'll set it down in the 60-foot, and it'll go on a ride. You know, I try to keep it on the ground as much as possible because if I go that standing up, hell yeah, it's going to whoop that ass.
Hey, what about now? I want to take the time, man, to thank you, man. You and the Power Boys, all y'all NASA boys, man, for coming up supporting us Saturday, man. I'm glad y'all came, man. Let y'all know we appreciate it. And thank you for the show, man.
Yeah. I wanted to come up there because I really wanted to test my car because I couldn't test it on Friday night. It didn't work right. And then I got up there. Joe talked me into bringing it up there, and we did a little work on it, and it went on down the track. So, I decided I would go ahead and run hell yeah, whether I win or lose. But, you know, that happened. And Power Boys, they wanted to get in that conventional head thing. But
I'm going to tell you, I knew after you made your shakedown, I saw it. I said, oh, it's on the date. I knew you were going to run. When I saw the test pass, I knew she was right. And the Power Boys, man, I give them credit, man. Hey, don't sleep on that small block. Good God, man.
If hell yeah, don't realize that he called them boys out on the internet the other day. I don't think he realized who he called it.
Yeah, I don't think he understands either too, cause I got an email from Leon, and Leon said, you know, hey, JB, what's going on? Is hell yeah wanting to run us? I said, well, you know, I don't know what's going on. He said, man, you know, if he want to run us, we'll do something, man. We're going to do something. Let's go on and do something Saturday. So I don't know if hell yeah was talking, you know, about y'all or if he was talking about Leon and them. But, you know, Leon and them are ready to do something. So I don't know what is going on. But, you know, if hell yeah, if that's what he's talking about, I think Leon Powell said he is willing to do something with him Saturday. So, I mean, if hell yeah, if he trying to get a double hitter while he up at VMP, it sounds like he ain't got to do nothing but click that button and lock it in.
That's all I just do. Because they're waiting. I mean, they waiting. I mean, because I think they told hell yeah they'll let him know Thursday. Well, I can let hell know right now because I picked the car up this evening. It's ready, and it'll be at VMP starting.
Oh, have mercy. Yeah, I seen one of your boys, I seen Henry P. crew this, today getting some nitrous, and them boys said, yeah. I said, man, y'all ready for Saturday? He said, yeah, hell yeah, we ready for Saturday. We can't wait. I said, well, I'm going to tell you, it ain't going to be no walk in the park. See, people think, you know, that I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't going to be no walk in the park.
Yeah, he going to give me a go. It's going to be a good race. That's going to be a good race. I can see it coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be close. It's going to be close at the end.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. I can't wait to get out there. I ain't been to VMP in a while, and I like VMP, so I can't wait to get out there, man.
Yeah, the guys around here with the small blocks, they won't none of them run me too much. You know, I got to beg for a race, but I'm kind of stepping out of my comfort zone. But Henry P. put it up in the air Saturday at the horseman's race, so, you know, I don't back down too tough. So, you know, I got what I want, and he agreed to it. So if it happens, it's going to happen that way. He's going to give me the back tire. I mean, he's going to give me the go, and we're going to get it on.
Okay. Well, let me open these mics. Somebody might be trying to get in on that VMP race. 240-882-6207. Your mic is open.
JB, what's up, Marco?
Marco Proctor, what is going on, homeboy?
Man, listen to your wild ass, that's all.
Yeah, I see you and Weeby Cooper got on here at the same time. What's going on? You a Team Outlaw member now?
I know what's going on.
Hey, JB.
What's up?
So you telling me as we speak, hell yeah, and Running Bear is not locked yet?
Running Bear, y'all locked yet or what?
We.
What'd you say, Running Bear?
We are locked in verbally right now, and until they get on the phone and we can get somebody and figure out how we're going to lock this thing in money-wise, we are verbally locked in for Saturday night to run at 8 o'clock.
Sound good, Mr. Runner Bear. I'm trying to get my car fixed, but I'm a little short. Coming down in Richmond just to support you and JC Race, and see can I get some more money to come on back home with.
Right. I mean, you know, you're definitely going to have a good time. And if any way possible, tomorrow night, Friday night, late at night, if it don't rain around here, that's be a night to be in Virginia. You might see some things out there tomorrow night.
Oh, man. Yeah.
you might well go on and get your room down there.
Yep.
Yeah, Marco, your boy Mike Gunter got a little race on motor too.
I peeped it out. I stuck my head in and looked at the post a little bit.
Yeah, that ain't just no anybody either, because that's gonna be one hell of a race motor to motor, because OEB ride pretty good on the motor.
Yeah, that's the thing about a motor and a nitrous motor on a motor.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. I wonder, Weeby, you doing anything with somebody tomorrow? I mean, Saturday, are you coming down or what's going on?
Yeah, I'm bringing my promo. I'm bringing the vet. I'm just trying to, you know, work the bug out and that. I ain't gonna be really doing nothing. My blue car, I might bring it, but I'm not too sure yet.
Oh, you gonna come down and bring the vet and get on some ass then, huh?
Not yet. I gotta make sure everything right first. But if Wicked Bird show up, then I might do something else. He thought trash in the Colonial Beach the other weekend.
Well, look. I'm just from what I hear, the Quiet Storm ain't far from being done, man. I'm just messing with you. I know Pete on here probably like, no, JB, she got a little while, but I know that Quiet Storm probably gonna, you and that vet, that Quiet Storm and that vet probably gonna end up doing something.
Oh, yeah, we'll do something. We definitely will. I mean, I just keep breaking stuff with that blue car, and I'm tired of breaking stuff every time I go to track, man. I mean, one pass at Colonial Beach at the horseman race, and I looked behind the car and hooked the battery charger up, and it was leaking transmission fluid, so you can kind of frustrated every weekend I do something.
Yeah, I hear you, homeboy. I hear you. Now, Weeby, I'm sorry to cut you off, but it seems like we have a new member on the show, and I'm guessing this member would like to talk to Mr. Gillis, so I'm going to open the floor up to him to talk with Mr. Gillis.
What's going on, guys?
Hell yeah.
What's up there, running bear?
Ain't nothing. I'm just sitting out here in the garage looking at this badass rat.
What, you got a picture? You got a picture of my car in your hand?
I didn't hear you.
If you want an autograph, I'll give you an autograph picture so you can have an autograph picture holding your hand. I'll bring you one, Noah. I'll bring you one this week.
All right. That'll work.
Yeah, we're going to lock in for 300, huh? 300 on 15 or more.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I don't know what time you're going to get there, but when you come through the gate, we'll lock in when you come through the gate because I'm going to be there when the gate opens.
Yeah, that's fine. It ain't no problem. We ain't going over. Once we're in, we ain't coming out.
All right. So once you come in the gate, I'm going to be somewhere close to the end of the bleachers, somewhere around the 8th mile at the end of the bleachers. And you come look for me, we go lock this money in and do what we do.
That's right. All right. So, I appreciate the attempt at the three-peat, you know what I mean? Let's just get it done. You know, that's all I got to say, really. You know, just give. I got another shot at it, so I'm gonna take this one. And like I told you on the phone the other day, win or lose, this one here we'll just relax for a little while, unless you want to do something. You know, I won't deny it. So,
all right, no problem.
We'll just go with it. You know what I mean? And as far as Leon or whatever like that, you know, I was just talking shit with them guys on the, you know, for that conventional head stuff. I was just ruffling feathers, you know. I mean, I can't run with them guys.
Okay. I mean, because they get set for you, I'm telling you.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I mean, I can't run with them until, you know, that mean they might ruffle my feathers a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm glad you clarified that, hell yeah, because Leon Powell called me and said, JB, you know I got a small block one hit. You know, the one hit wonder will be in effect Saturday. I said, well, hell, you got to hear that from hell yeah's mouth. You know, you can't, you know, go, he might be fucking with you on the Facebook or whatever, but, you know, if you hear it from his mouth or whatever, he probably will do it. But if he just messes with you, it's probably just he messed with you. He's like, all right, because
we're definitely looking for another race. You know, we don't want to come for one pass. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we can talk when I get there and check out, see what he got. And, you know, I know they know what I have, so I don't know what car you're talking about, so I don't know.
You're talking about the burgundy car with the silver stripes that were parked beside me?
Yep, right beside Running Bell.
Oh, the Camaro?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's small block.
I've never seen it run, but go ahead.
It's a small block, one hit of nitrous.
All right.
It's got a 3105W on the back.
33, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, like I said, we're open for another race, so we'll check it out when we get there, and me and Mr. Powell will do a little powwow on it. All right.
Hey,
Hey,
hell yeah. I think Pete was trying to get with you earlier and let you know, hey, thanks for coming out and showing your support, and he was giving you a little shout-out on the radio
right
now. I don't know if Pete is still on. Pete, are you still on?
Yeah, I was just thanking you, Running Bear, man, you know, coming down to the track, man, supporting us and putting on a good show for our fans, man. You know, a lot of our fans that hear about y'all guys or see y'all on the internet, but they don't get a chance to see y'all because they don't travel a lot. I appreciate y'all coming down to our track and showing y'all face and supporting us and putting on a good show for the people, man.
Oh, yeah, hey, it's all about, you know, helping each other out, racers. Y'all have put the shows on, you know what I mean? We couldn't do the shows if y'all didn't do it. And the fans, you know what I'm saying, we like to spread the love everywhere, you know what I mean, because we appreciate them, you know, you know, all their input and, you know what I mean? They wait for these races just like we do, you know, all week long, you know, to see them as much as we do to run them, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's all good.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate the support.
Yeah, that was awesome, man. That was awesome, Pete. Had a good little race down there, Pete. I had a good guy during time, man. I got some I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know if there's another person that works at a track more funnier than that darn push rod.
Yeah, he hauled on everybody, but he can drive over. But, hey, JB, I'm going to tell you, man, he is an upcoming rivalry. It's going to get big. And now watch what I tell you. That snowboard with the red Camaro, the one that beat JC down on Saturday,
yep.
Them two right there going to be a – that's not over yet. That's going to be a rivalry because they two hell of a cause and they good racing. Now, they got away from JC Saturday, but he is one of those to get back, and it's not over yet. This going to get interesting.
Oh, yeah, I know it's going to get interesting. And I can tell you another race that I probably think we're going to see again because I know Lou probably, like, he done got away from it, but – I ain't too sure you won't see another Lou versus the little snowboard.
Yeah, you might see that one again, too. AC told Lou's ass up there, man. Yeah, he scarred up pretty good. I said, oh, man. Yeah, that little Camaro put a sneaky peek on us. I didn't think she ride like that, but he bust Lou's ass open, man.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, that Camaro right there is a Camaro you'll look at and you'll hear it, you'll be like, yeah, she sound like. Well, when that thing is in action, it'll shock the hell out of you.
Yeah, it shocked the hell out of me when it beat Lou and turned the light on. I was like, I almost fell out. I was in a state of shock, man.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard, Pete, but what is Maurice locked in with Red Rick tomorrow?
Yeah, they're supposed to be doing something. I knew Maurice was going to be there, and I talked to the guys up the street here that hang with Rick. And Rick is loaded up and ready to rock, so I know they're going to do that. And they say if they don't hurt nothing with the truck and everything go well, they plan on doing something with the Mustang 210 or with the headliner. So we'll see what happens here.
Lord, oh, Lord. Mm.
You know, that's a tough race. We found we're going to give them the back tie clear, so we're going to stick to our time and give it to them. I mean, we might lose, but we're going to try it.
Oh, y'all giving Big George?
No, Rick with the pickup truck.
Oh, y'all giving them the back tie and clean.
Yeah, we're going to try it. I don't know if we can do it, but we're going to try it. You know what, man? We try everything one time.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with trying it.
Does that mean I can get the back tire and the clear?
Man, I want it too. Can Blue Magic get that too?
Nah, man. Hey, look, this is just a little something in the neighborhood. This is just a little neighborhood thing, man. It ain't nothing serious. It's just a little neighborhood fun. We just trying something.
Yeah. There you go.
You know. But now, there's a good possibility that the Mustang running good. And hell yeah, Mike can get something Saturday then with everything hitting right. You might can try something.
All right. Well, hopefully hell yeah is running good. We had a good run last week. You know what I mean? The track didn't like us a whole lot, but the car's there. You know what I mean? It's not the car's fault. Hell yeah is running good. He's feeling proud. You know what I mean? That's it. We just, like I said, we appreciate Bear coming back and giving us one back to back. You know, there's a big confusion at the track on some bullshit and stuff, you know, but that's all behind us. That was last week. This is this week. Let's just go out there and put on a good show and be safe and both of us have a good ride, you know what I mean? So we can put an end to all this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Well, win or lose is not going to be the end of it because if you lose, you're going to come back for some more. And if you win, that's going to make it 2-1. So everybody's going to be satisfied. So this is just going to keep on going for the rest of the
year. This is going to be like Big Sexy and Kenny.
Either way it goes, you know, we ought to wait till, you know, another big show come the end of the season or something, you know what I'm saying, and then get it on. That way we can get out there with a couple of these other guys that want to get with us and stuff, and he can go about doing his thing and not worry about me, and I can go about doing my thing, not worry about him, and we'll just meet up around the end of the season sometime.
Well, me, myself, I'll be there every time y'all race because I enjoy the trash talk. I enjoy the race because the cars are so damn close that
It's just you never know who's going to win and not no runaway. And I just enjoy the trip. Well, you talking shit down the B-side of me. I was used to it in the car, and I was like, this dude funny as shit.
Well, you know how it is when you get out there, you know what I mean? Hey, you know, everybody's feathers are standing in the air, you know what I'm saying? So we're all a bunch of bulldogs out there, you know, when it's time to race, you know, so we're all a bunch of male pit bulls, you know what I mean, walking around just fucking tails in the air, you know, seeing what's going on and trying to get some, you know, that's it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, man, I just want to thank everybody for coming, man. We appreciate everything y'all guys did, man, the support, man, and I really appreciate it, man. Thank you, everybody.
Hey, Pete.
Got it, man.
Hey, Pete.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got a race down in Fayetteville next month?
No, next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, next week, the 12th.
Okay, yeah, because Red called me the other day, and he said he was going one before going.
Matter of fact, right back, I got to call you. I'll call you after the show, because I need to call you anyway. I was supposed to call you yesterday, but I didn't ever get a chance to.
All right.
I get the same thing when I call.
Oh, you get the same thing? Hell yeah. I was thinking, aren't you coming down next week, too? To the
No, I gotta cancel out on the Piedmont thing, man. I've been going balls to the wall here the last 5-6 weeks, so I got to do, you know, happy life, happy wife, you know what I'm saying, so.
You got to tell me, I know. Sometimes you got to park that thing and be with the family, man.
We're going to be out probably the weekend after. All right. We got to do the weekend after. We'll probably be out, but it just we're going to take a little break for a little bit, you know, and you know, that's it.
I got you. Well. Hey, good luck to both of y'all guys this weekend, man. I'll be there, man. Y'all just be safe, man, and have fun, man. I'll be there supporting. And
all right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing y'all.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, and Running Bear, I'll see you Saturday. I'll see you there, and then I'll see you.
Yeah, what up, Jamie?
Hey, Pete. Who got that great
DT?
Don't bring that
double-headed fucking quarter either.
Say what, JB?
Who got that gray silver Mustang that's on the flyer, y'all? The July 12th flyer said that the South gonna take over.
That's that guy named you know Travis that had the gold Nova with the 20s on it.
Yeah,
down there. That's him, the same guy.
Oh, okay, that's a clean little ride.
Yeah, that's a nice car he got there.
Who he look at? Is it small block or big block?
I think it's big block, JB.
Oh, okay. That thing look good. Lord, have mercy. That's a darn.
Yeah. You know they got Mickey and grown folks. They locked in. They supposed to do something nasty down there next Thursday.
Yeah, that's supposed to be like they've been trying to get that race off a while, and I think that's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all, what is it, a two-day event, or y'all leaving the 12th?
Yeah, we're going to just stay down there at the 12th, and we're going to go down to Thunder Valley. They're putting on a little race down there, so we're going to go down there the next day and just show a little support to them, you know, since we're down in the area. So then we're going to leave Fayetteville, stay down and go on to Thunder Valley, do a little racing, come on back home Sunday evening. Just make a weekend out of it.
That's going to be a nice one. Nice weekend of fun.
Yeah. Well, try to close it up this weekend, man. We'll try to take a little break and we'll sit back after next weekend and get ready for August 2nd. You know, we got a big one August 2nd, so.
Yeah.
We got to focus on a Camaro now and get that thing dialed in.
So, hey, the race this Saturday, is Gene giving, I wanted to clarify this, Gene giving JC the break?
Yeah, Gene giving JC the break.
Miles. Oh, man, that's going to be a good one. No,
That's going to be a hell of a one right down to the stripe, I believe.
Yeah, I think that might be one that goes right down to the stripe. No, then after that, I guess, August 9th. August 9th, y'all going into that battle against some of the baddest back-ass around, huh?
Yeah, but we had to get by the second before we get to the ninth because we got second. You know, we already locked in with Scoop. So we that's locked in for 9:30. And we're waiting on Baldy to call back after this weekend. He come back from Texas. If he don't tap nothing, then we're going to lock in with Baldy, too, for the second. So we're going to do two races. So we're going to get by the second, then we're going to jump to the ninth.
Lord, have mercy. Yeah, that's going to... I'm gonna tell you, it's a whole lot of racing going on within the next. You got about a month straight, another one racing. So it's
August is jam packed, man. August right until September, first week of September is jam packed. Second week of September,
yeah. I'm gonna have to take a break in there sooner or later myself.
Hey, then why we taking a break? Why we every week next weekend? Yeah, we gotta get our pockets right, cause we might get hard on these next couple ones.
I just got off the phone earlier because somebody had saw that video. I said, "What video they saw?" They said they saw a video of Pete talking trash about the Jolly Rancher and the Bad Storm. I said, "Well, yeah." He said that they can get it, both of them. He ain't nobody in the bushes on that one. He said, "Well, okay, cause." Them boys sound like we scared. I said, nah, Dave, they ain't say you scared. They said they ain't scared of that damn rancher, though.
Nah, I mean, ain't nothing but a race. I mean, hey, two cars set up like, got same setup, man. You got to try, man. So if we feel like we can win, just feel like they can win. You know, we just get to the track the same time, we the same day, we can work something out. Hey, somebody got to see who the better man is. All they calling ain't necessary.
Yeah, you're right about that. One.
One thing you know, man, when race is racing, you ain't going to win all your races. You ain't going to lose all of them. So,
no.
Hey, man, just take a gamble and see what happens. And it's always winning you.
No, it don't. I'm going to tell you that. It definitely don't.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. So, hey, so is Troy going to be down there with something tomorrow or?
No, Troy not racing nothing.
Okay, yeah, I thought Troy might be down there doing something, but now is the goat? So the goat is making a debut tomorrow.
Yeah, the goat. As far as I know, the goat is going to be in action tomorrow on the return of the Thunder and Goat.
Lord have mercy, that's big enough.
Now, you know how many people down where I live at from this little town we live in. Man, he got so many fans. Shit, man. You'll probably be getting that track early.
Hey, Pete, sorry to cut you short, but I got your best friend on hold, and now he's not on hold.
336-260-6800. What's up, fella? What's going on tonight? Y'all boys talking about races that's going to happen again. Shit, they have that storm still motherfucking brewing. The storm still brewing, Pete.
Yeah, well, one little buddy, we'll be knocking out next week, so.
We got a big schedule, but yeah, we're gonna make it happen again. But you were talking about Jolly Rancher. I told them boys right off. I mean, I don't know what their schedule is looking like, but I know for a fact now. I already got a little action that day. With both cars, Junior and Bad Storm. But I know they're going to be in the house September 13th, and right now, this slot is open.
I know y'all
finna do a lot of back half racing. Y'all finna put that little Mustang to the side for a minute.
No, man. The Mustang is what we're trying to race. We just got to do the races with this car. We're going to get by, but... Soon as August 2nd, all the nights get by, we'll be back on that Mustang again. The big car going in good.
Yeah, I know y'all got a lot going on right now with that back half. I know that. So that's why I ain't really saying nothing to you, but it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, we plan on putting the Mustang up after this next week, and we'll focus on the big car to get this Maryland and Piedmont race. But right after that, we'll be back on the Mustang again. That's the car we're having fun with, so that's the car we're focusing on right there.
All right. All right.
Mm. Yeah. But you need to save two slots, because you know
my boy Mark Hayes, he coming out of your ass when you talk shit to him. So you know you got to look that easy.
What'd you say now?
I said, you know Mark Hayes, he coming out of your ass too with his Mustang because you talk shit to him.
Who, your phone or something breaking up, man.
Tell him what I said, JB.
What'd he say, JB?
He said Mark Hayes is on your list too because you talk so much shit to him, man. He got his Mustang.
That's fine. All he got to do is, as long as he's small block 28s, let's dance.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Mark Hayes ain't nobody. Man, he ain't nobody. He definitely ain't nobody.
I like when you say that, man. I love it when you talk like that.
I mean, I'm just telling you, hey, and I love it when you talk like you do. Cause you know what? That day, you know that face they just put, that picture they just put up on Facebook of you talking about when you call on work right in the staging lane. That picture needs a whole. That picture needs a whole another caption besides that. That needs to be the face when you get your whole tail blown out.
That's how I look when y'all beat them. Ken left the car, went all sideways and started smoking. I said, "Lord, I put my hand on my face. Look at this."
Man, we spun. we spun. Hey, we spun. We spun all the way through the 60-foot. The car like went sideways when Dudu tagged and put it in second. That's when he straightened it up. Went on, put it on the floorboard.
Oh, yeah, both cars, you know, they was feeling, it was hot, man. It was really too hot. And it was just,
man, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna tell you right now because I don't even care. Man, Bad Storm had a 139 60-foot on y'all, man.
Oh, I don't doubt it because shit, we was back for us and that. They was just, both of them was spinning the tires, bro. Hey,
that's good God, man. A 139, man. But you know your boy Sharam or whatever his name is that you were going to get the other week.
We're talking about top notch.
Well, I got him. Well, I got him on the hook right now, and he don't even know it. He done bit the bait, hooked himself, and all he's doing is swimming around through the pond right now. I just ain't started reeling yet because I know he's just a little bitty fish. When I start reeling him, I'm going to drag him off. You know how when you go fishing and you catch a fish, and then you start reeling it real fast, and the fish comes up to the top of the water, and you just drag him across the top of the water. That's what I'm going to do to him.
Man, leave my buddy alone. The only reason he raced a while ago,
because basically I took a gun and put it to his head and made him race.
Y'all boys, they got
this. I'm just saying, JB was on the phone. He heard. Man, that man's scared to death right now. He at work right now. He probably done eat all his fingernails off.
Lord.
And you know what, Pete, man, he gonna get junior. He ain't even gonna get senior. He gonna get junior. And junior a street car. He's got all glass, all steel, all stock location, air, no coilovers, no nothing. Full interior, door panel. Everything, man. 23-degree motor, one system, fogger, ain't nothing. It's a street car. And when they see it again, it ain't even going to look like that. It's going to look like a real street car when we're tired of scaring people. We had it at Carolina this weekend, made one pass on it, and everybody come over and swore them down. That car was fast and bad storm. So we just went on and took everything off of it. We took the hood off of it, the bead locks off of it, the parachute off of it, the wing off of it, all that stuff's off of it. So if somebody needs something for sale, we got a wings, parachute, bead locks. We got all kinds of stuff for sale.
Mm.
We got all kinds of stuff for sale, man. That car looks just like it looks just like it did when it come off the showroom in 91 from Ford.
Oh, hammer.
All the little front headers coming out of it.
So he don't even know what's going on.
He don't even know what's going on, but he gonna know what's going on when he pull in that light. Ain't gonna be nothing to talk about then, but a gap.
Hey, who is this? We got somebody. Is somebody trying to get on, or did they accidentally hit the one button? 410-969-5311.
No, I'm trying to get on.
Oh Lord, is that now? Are you trying to get on with that Pro Mod or your small tire car?
I was calling to ask you if you got Teachman hooked up for the 2nd of August.
I called Teachman and talked to Teachman, and I don't think he's going to be able to make it. I've talked with him. He said he might not be able to make it, and if he was to make it, I know he said that you know, he wasn't bringing the split bumper. He was going to bring the 50, what is it, the 57, 56 or whatever, but he was going to try to bring one, but he know that it would probably be the 57. He said he was going to try to make it, but he couldn't lock anything in because he didn't want to, you know, he didn't know if it was going to be there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but, hey, I hear you got a small tire car, Mr. Jeff Rogers. How did small tire car fit?
I might have to get rid of it. Ain't nobody going to race it.
Well, we might got somebody on here that might just be willing to do a little something with you if you can tell us how it fits.
It's a small block, but it's a Ford motor. There ain't no Chevrolet motor in it.
Well, we got somebody on here with a Ford motor that might will accommodate you if, you know, if it's something they want to do something with.
But I got a couple systems on it and a couple carburetors on it.
Oh, okay. Couple systems, couple carburetors. Hey, Josh Jones, you got anything that accommodate Mr. Rogers?
Not right now, man. If he had one carburetor, he'd get all the action he wanted, but he got two carburetors. We might have to wait toward the end of the year to get him. I mean, it's not. I'm not scared to race him. It's just right now we racing for money, not racing just to prove points. We trying to get people that we grudge racing. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that man is not grudge racing. I'm just saying I can't. You know, if I go out here and race that man and outrun that man, then I ain't gonna be able to get no more races. You know what I'm saying? Because he too carbureted. Everybody gonna be trying to jump on me like Chucky, which they already are. Chucky and all them boys with two carburetors and Pro Mod stock suspension cars. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what Bad Storm is. Bad Storm ain't nothing like that, man. Bad Storm just an old backyard built heavy duff.
Now, hey, Jeff, what are you doing September 13th?
I don't know. What you got going on?
Well, I tell you what, man. I'm not trying to, you know, put him out there like that, but it will now. My partner, the ruler, has got a stock suspension Mustang on 28s, and it's got a two carburetor small block in it. Now, I'm sure he would be more than glad to run Mr. Rogers.
What do you got, a race the 13th, JB, somewhere?
Well, we going to be at Piedmont the 13th September, and Jeff, I'm going to tell you, you might as well bring the Pro Mod, too, because they're going to have a Pro Mod action, too, from what I hear. Because Jay was saying that they got a Pro Mod that's trying to make it up to 13th. And I think you know the Pro Mod, so you might can get a little bit of that.
Who is it?
Mr. Tree Man.
Tree Man.
From Tamara.
Oh, you talking about, what's his name? Oh, shit.
It used to be his name's car.
Used to be David Lama's car.
Yeah, used to be David Campbell's car.
Yeah, David Campbell.
Oh, yeah, that Camaro.
Yeah, Camaro.
Yeah. Now, we're planning on coming.
Yeah, okay. Well, September 13th, my boy Wayne coming from Michigan. They got a small block, and, you know, they don't mind. They got a small block. Oh. They'll run two carbs, and then, you know, they send me the Bulls.
Hey, I got a whole plane out there now.
Hello. You all limited to these tire sizes? Got to be 28 on or what?
What size you running on yours?
It's got a 31 on it, but I mean, I can put a 28 on it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
People call stock suspension. I mean, I don't know what dictates stock suspension. What I'm saying is, I got coilovers on it, but it's got all the stock location mounts that it comes on a Mustang. It's still got the 8.8 in it. All the stuff is, all the suspension is stockly located except the coilovers.
Oh, well, look, I just done got a text while we on this damn phone. There is somebody that's looking for action, but now he looking for quarter mile small block action. Are you going the back door with that Mustang or the eighth?
I run a 60 feet, 8 mile. It don't matter, quarter mile, mile and a half.
Well, I just got a text. Money Mo Alfaka from New York is coming down with his Mustang, and he wants quarter mile action. He doesn't want the eighth, but he is coming down with a Mustang on 29 small block, wants to run it out the back door.
When is he coming down?
He's coming down August 2nd.
Well, what's today? August, today is September. Well, I'll tell you. Well, shit, my phone keeps beeping. I'll get on here next week, and that way I can verify I'll be there with that small block that day.
Okay, because, I'll try to get him on.
Yeah,
I'll try to get him on next week. He was going to try to come down and run the white boys, but they, you know, most of them guys run eighth. He run quarter, and he wants to, he wants to run the quarter. So, I mean, if you're willing to run the quarter, I know his car is set up for the quarter.
I got you. No, I'll run quarter mile. I'd rather run quarter mile.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's I know they're coming August 2nd. He just wanted to make sure he would have something if he came because, there's a lot of boys coming from New York, Philly, and up that way August 2nd because, there's a big race. I know John Bull, the Firebird, is taking on the Old Jacks. So I think that race is bringing a lot of people. Plus, the 3M is taking on the Troublemaker. So, and then Scoot is taking on Kenny Beecham.
Gotcha.
So, it's going to be – them guys are coming down. They just making sure they got something. But I know you a quarter-mile man, so ain't nothing to you.
No, I mean, 8 miles is halfway there. I like to go all the way.
Yeah, you like to my uncle said, you like to put the whole head in it.
Yeah, you don't get it all.
Yeah.
Be around the bush, get it all of it.
Yeah.
But honestly, I mean, a lot of them guys, I think from, Maryland down south, that's what they like 8 miles, but that's fine. It's safer, I guess.
Okay.
Less wear and tear and a little safer to go 8 miles, but I like quarter mile myself.
Understood.
But I guess I ain't got no action for the pro mile on the second.
Well, I don't know about the second for the pro mod unless, the only pro mod I know that's going to be on the premises, like I said, is that Firebird and the Old Jackson. I mean, you didn't talk with Sterling, so I don't know what's going on with that, but I know that Firebird's going to be there, and that's about the only two that I know that's definitely going to be there.
I gotcha. Gotcha.
But like I said, I know Mo. I don't know if you've heard of Mo Osaka from New York. He's coming down, and like I said, he wants to go to Big End. He wants to go to Big End, and I know he got a small block, and he definitely want to go to Big End. I told him I'd try to see what's going on out there, but
he had 28s on it.
He got 29s on it.
29. So I guess 31s ain't much difference.
Well, yeah, he might be willing to gamble with that. I mean, I don't know how much he would be willing to gamble, but he might be willing to gamble with he got a 29 and you got a 31. I mean, I don't know if he's willing to gamble or not, but I'm definitely going to find out because, like I said, I know he's trying to come. He's just trying to find him a race,
It's a long ride for nothing, right?
Yeah, I can't, that's a tough ride to swallow just for, to come down and hear that somebody might race you, so
I got you.
So what's next on your agenda for racing?
I don't know. I guess I'm going to go to Maple Grove next week.
Oh, you going to go to Maple Grove?
Well, they got a Super Chevy show. I'm going to take that Ford up there. They'll probably throw rocks at me when I come through the gate.
So you going to go to the Super Chevy show? You going to go there and put some... You gonna go there with the executioner?
Yeah, they got that Northeast Shootout, a Northeast Pro Mods up there.
Oh, okay.
But beans, if you race with them, you don't need to be a Chevy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
They got Dodges and whatever. There's a couple other turbo Mustangs in the class and stuff. But they used to not let anybody in unless you had a Chevy. But this is not really part of the Super Chevy. It's just the Northeast Outlaws are going there that day. So they'll let us race.
I'm talking to Mo right now. He just hit me up. He's in Niagara Falls with the family, but he said that it might just be a go. He said he's gonna call in next week, and he said you and him can get on and y'all can work out something. But he said it don't sound like something he wouldn't do. So
right. Yeah, Thomas got a Ford motor. He's probably got a Chevy motor. You know what I mean?
No, actually, I think he's Ford too. So it might be Ford versus Ford. So this might be a good one.
Shit, I'd rather be a Chevrolet guy. God damn it.
Mm. Yeah, what's old Mr. Frankie doing? I know he wants some get back from that Datsun. I know he wants some get back.
Yeah, he's got to do some work to the car. I mean, he's had it up there. I don't know. This thing needs rings in it. It's got blow by in it. He stumbled at the gate. But we're supposed to do something with it to get a rematch.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, you don't want to come out there stumbling. Yeah,
No.
I understand.
Well, if you look at the video, that's what happened. When he went to the floor, it stumbled when it left.
Oh man, yeah, he don't need that.
No, they'll run again, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I know. Hell yeah. One thing I can say, he is an upfront guy. He'll run him again. He ain't gonna try to I see him and running back. They done got that, they done got that thing going, so.
Yeah, they going to race every other week. That's all right. Like some, at least people's racing, you know what I mean?
Hey,
somebody's out there racing.
Yeah, you got to race who will race you, man, because people won't step up.
Right. They hate to lose.
Yeah, you're right about that. You got to run who will run.
The only thing about this racing is a 50-50 chance.
Oh, I just thought.
That's the best chance you got. It's in drag racing, there's only one other person over there.
Mm. Yeah, if you had, Running Bear would probably try you. I mean, I don't know. I think you said you got two cars. I think he,
He can buy two. They sell them.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. I'm from the old school. You grudge racing. If it's a small block, you race it. If it ain't, you don't. I mean, but. They dictating, you got one nitrous system, you got one carburetor, you got, I don't know. I guess it's a new times.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I just got a message back. He said if it's a, let me make sure. He said if you on 28s or 29s, he said no balls, he'll run you through the quarter mile.
See, there's some stipulations again. Can't have Willie bars. I got Willie bars on it. I got to keep the Willie bars on it.
Yeah, I understand. That's what
I'll talk to him next week on the phone.
Yeah, that's what he was like, he don't mind. I asked him, I said, you mind it? He was like, no, I don't mind the two cars. But he said, if it's got no bars, 28, 29, he was like, he got it. He got it in the quarter.
Yeah, I don't think I can take what the bars off of.
I understand, man.
We're talking about.
Yeah, that's your car. You're going to do whatever you're going to do.
Yeah, it's safety reasons. It ain't nothing,
Yeah.
I ain't trying to flip the car or wreck the car because somebody wants me to take the wheelie bars off. No.
Yeah, but I'm going to still call Mr. Teachman and see, for sure if he's coming. If he's coming, if I get, a definite, the week of the 31st before, the week before August 2nd, if I know
right.
He's coming, then I'm going to let you know because, he already, one thing about him, he going to race. And, so if he says he's coming, then I guess you can go on and shoot the pro mod up there and he'll, but I know one thing, he runs the 8th, so,
Yeah, I'll run him in the 8th, he's all right.
Yeah.
He can call me August the 1st and I'll be there August the 2nd.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
I don't need a week for that. That car stays up there ready to go.
Hmm.
Ain't much, But, no, he's a good guy. I raced with him before. He's all right. I like him. He's all right.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man. He's a good guy. He's funny as hell, too. Because he damn sure. I'm going to tell you, I was up there a couple weeks ago. They ran a shadow with the car. And, man, that man did his own little dance and everything. I said, what the hell? He said, yeah. He said, man, he said, this old 2000, he said, this car was built back in 99 and 2000, and that bitch still riding. I said, yeah, she still is. I give you credit.
He got one of them big Pat Moosey motors in it, dummy.
Yeah, he got a big Moosey motor in it.
Yeah. Well, Joe LaPone tunes on it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's supposed to be down there with me on the second.
Oh, Joe LaPone?
Yeah, he's supposed to come down to the house in a couple of days. He's supposed to go with me on the second.
Mm. You got a new tune or two? You bad man now. You might have to go in the bushes.
Nah, he's always helped me a little bit.
Oh, okay.
He helps me. But he knows teaching real good, too. They're real good friends, too.
Oh, okay.
But he said he don't give a shit. He'll stand in between them two, let them go down through there.
Yeah, what you doing this week? What you doing Saturday?
I ain't doing nothing. I got to finish up a job. I come home the other day. My side was hurting. They rushed me to the hospital. I had to take my appendix out.
Oh, Lord, man. You didn't be that damn.
Yeah.
You didn't take care of yourself, is you?
I'm going back to work the next day.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, I know Running Bears on here right now. They might have a pro mod up there this weekend that might accommodate Mr. Executioner, but you got to take care of yourself first.
Oh, yeah, I can't drive right now. I got to wait till...
You got to take care of your health first.
I got to try to get somebody to... That Thunder and Goat, he's not really... He's a big, heavy car, ain't he?
Yeah, the Goat is kind of old-style heavy. It ain't like the new car, so...
I don't want to pick on him. I like to go up on the second, have a good time, but yet have somebody to race. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Look, one of your young guys trying to get on here now to talk with you. I guess this is Mr. Apollo, one of your heroes.
Oh,
guys.
Lord! Don't let him on. Don't let him
on now.
I'm on this, damn it.
They ought to ban you from this show.
I thought that was one of your predecessors, man.
Nah, he's a good kid.
Don't hop on the goat. I gotta take care of him first.
Who are you talking to?
Are you talking about running the goat?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yes, sir. When I get right.
Gerald, I'm gonna be honest with you. I like you, great kid, but I'm gonna tell you, you gotta walk before you can crawl now.
Hey, all I gotta say. Win light come on, right?
Oh, so all you gotta say is your win light gonna come on. That's what you're saying?
Hey, it may not. You know, I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna try. I know I ain't faster than him, but I want to race. I want to get that toe root off. I told him 2 years ago. Whenever he come back out, I want him.
Oh. Yeah, that's what, I mean, hey, man, if you know, you keep winning all that money with that Buick up at Capitol, you probably have, you know.
Well, yeah, I'm third and fourth now. I'm rolling.
What you got, a little Sneaky Pete hit on that Buick, man, or what? Or is it supercharged?
You said what?
You said it's supercharged, you got Sneaky Pete on it. Come on, you ain't got bullshit. No,
neither.
Dang.
Oh, I didn't know how to work it.
Hey, JB.
Yo.
Hey, he was up there the other week, up there, a bragging race in the Capitol, and Apollo, he had his hood up, letting him cool down. And he wasn't nowhere around. I unplugged the wires off of it. he wanted to get in that thing and start up to go to the staging lanes, and that thing was missing and popping and banging. He didn't know what the hell happened. It took him a half hour to figure out what was going on.
Hey. I lit the hood up. The spot was just bouncing off the coil fan. I'm trying to figure out what system was block wise on.
Hey, Apollo, what you doing this Saturday? You going to VMP?
I'm gonna go down to the beach this week. I ain't going on. Be able to make it down to the beach tomorrow with the car because my dad got to work all evening. So.
Oh, okay.
Hey JB, you going down to VMP?
Yeah, I'm going down there Saturday. I'm gonna ride down there.
Yeah, I might ride down and just check it out. I'll try to look you up when I get down there.
All right, yeah, hit me up, man. I got your number.
Yeah, we're trying to see if you can give me something for the second.
Yeah, I'm a definitely try to see if I can get you something. We can work something out.
Hey,
JP.
Yep.
Watch you right here. Jeff.
What?
Jeff.
I'm listening.
That goal is set beside you in the second.
Set beside me, yeah, but when we leave the start line, where's it going to be set?
Huh?
It might step beside me in the staging lane. I don't know where you're going to get beside somebody.
Oh, up in the lights. In the lights.
Jesus
Hey, look.
This is the last time you're allowed on this show, Jarrell. You can't get on here no more.
Shit.
You're embarrassing yourself. You can't have it.
Yo.
I'm going to do, hey, that front tire going to do like what running mid do.
Oh, now, hold on now. You can't call what running back do now, because running back do it and prove it now. You gotta get out there. You gotta get out there tomorrow and show what you got there.
Like I said, I ain't gonna have a car there, but I'm gonna be checking y'all boys out.
Oh, okay. I know.
All right, JB. I'm off here.
All right,
buddy.
I'll definitely be down there on August 2nd. I'll be there at Busch Creek.
Okay, so August 2nd you're gonna be at Bud's Creek. Now, clear this up. Who you gonna be looking for now?
Hey, you know, I ain't jumping off the leash yet. I'm probably off the leash already, but I ain't calling nobody out right now. I just gotta get all set up first, you know. I'm lost as a sauce with this car right now. But, you know.
I understand, man. You got to get out there and get it all situated first, right?
Yeah, I got a lot of question marks I got to get done, you know. But I'll get it straight, and I'll be ready.
I understand, man. Yeah, you got to get it all. Go on and get yourself together, man. When you get yourself together, you know what to do, man, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, running back, you still on? Shelton Gillis.
Yeah, I'm still here, JB. I was on mute.
Oh,
tell him
yeah.
Tell him I'm a Steelers move.
Now,
what
about you? You hear
not
this
young? Yeah, let him go ahead and knock himself out, man. You know, everybody need to have some fun.
go on and learn from that. Now, that's an OG in my Marco Proctor voice. That's an OG right there. Now, you learn, you take it and go with it now.
Yeah, but make sure when you steal it, you bag it up now.
Oh yeah, I gotta do that, and I ain't gonna take it and not bag it up.
So hey, I got something for you, Jarrell. One of your heroes is gonna be running Mr. Gillis this weekend. So who you like?
Are you talking about Hell Yeah?
No, your other hero. Come on now. Where you used to talk about that motor come from?
Please don't tell me running my main. Please don't let me tell you.
Why he can't run Henry P? What, are you supposed to be scared?
That's where my motor come out of that department now.
All right, so what running back supposed to be scared?
He better be.
Now, I'm going to tell you, you must.
I know he's not.
Running back's getting the break.
Shit. My money on Henry. Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Gillis, but my money's on Henry.
Hey, you do what you got to do, and but I'm gonna tell you something. Henry better either wiggle, fit, pop, or poop.
Yeah. All right, who is 301-848-4879? Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
Somebody supposed to be scared of Jarrell.
Oh, Lord.
There you go.
There you go. The goddamn ghost.
I don't even got to say nothing. Whenever.
Jarrell Apollo, that sounds like... That sounds like August 2nd calling you, Jarrell Apollo. Come on now. Come on out on the playground and, come on out and play.
I'll be there.
All right. Yeah, I can tell he going to be there. He's saying it while he laughing while he's talking.
Yeah.
No, he ain't serious. He got a smile on his face when he say he'll be there. And you talking about where you get your motor from. What that supposed to mean?
Hey,
It surely ain't Gene. It ain't Gene Fulton. You must be Eugene Fulton. It ain't Gene Fulton. Well, he might have put the motor together, but he was asleep while he put it together. That's for sure.
Damn, he need to wake up then.
That's for sure.
He's a Eugene Fulton. Y'all boys ain't got no sense.
But nah, power to him, though. Power to him. Power to my man. August 2nd, it's, like I said, everything be right. But the thing is, he hoping we ain't there August 2nd. That's what it is. That's
so?
What I can see. Oh, man, what? I know so. It don't got to be August 2nd. Like I said, it'll be a testing tune, anything.
Dang.
But it, it just ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. Like I said, I'm going to rewind all him on the internet and making videos and this and all that. I just sit back and chill. But now I don't even have to talk. I'm not even talking trash, really. I'm just saying if you're a man of your word. That's all
is. I plan to be there on the 2nd, you know.
Oh, well, if you plan to be, I don't know what's going to happen between now and then. We don't know if we all going to be here living between now and then. But if we are, you know.
I don't know if I'm going to be in one piece or not. I don't know.
We don't know, but can you tell me what happens to somebody if they die? What's left of them? A ghost,
no.
Right?
Yeah,
and you can't do nothing. You can't do nothing with a ghost. You can't run from it. You can't do anything.
Yeah, you're right.
So all that trash you was talking, we gonna find out. We surely gonna find out.
Yeah.
We surely gonna find out. So, and may I ask a question? What you got two shoots on your car for?
Hey, I gotta slow that thing down.
Slow it down for what? I mean, if you pull it, all you're going to do is clean the track. All you're going to do is clean all the rocks up, all the track. You ain't doing nothing with the cut.
Oh, man. I'm cleaning all the rocks off the ground.
Pretty much.
Damn. Hey, all I can say, I'm going to be there, so.
Yeah. Please. So we still got everything in racing, right? That's what you said.
Well, yeah, I did say that. I can't take that back.
So be careful what you ask for. That's what you said, but I'm not even going to do that to you. Oh, man, I wouldn't do that to you at all. I'm serious. I wouldn't do that to you at all. But, like, I know I could probably do a little something, but I'd run you heads up. And you do what you gotta do. I don't care what you do. Which means I don't care. I don't wanna look underneath your hood. I don't wanna do nothing.
Okay.
No.
So that's good, right?
Yeah.
And then you're talking about who you say gonna run running there?
Huh? What'd you say?
That's what I heard. You was gonna run running there or something?
No. We were talking about running there and Henry P. Who would I like?
Okay. Cool. Yeah, well, August 2nd should be a good one.
Yeah.
It should be a real good one.
Lord, have mercy.
It's going to be a good one for somebody. That's all I can say.
Did I just... let me read this right. If Jeff Rogers gives the troublemaker the break, he got a race. August 2nd.
I think Jeff might got that one.
Oh my God!
I like Jeff with that.
Yeah, let me go ahead and make a little side note.
Yeah, I like Jeff with that one. Troublemaker supposed to be running 3M.
Yep, same day.
To hit up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and I ain't gonna call that race yet.
You gotta see some shakedown, son.
No, I don't even gotta see a shakedown. I'm just gonna wait till I get there, till they get there. I ain't gonna pick sides yet.
Hey, Troublemaker got that orange tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that pretty orange bitch.
Yeah, I don't know.
That truck ride. I mean, it ride, but goddamn, that truck ain't late.
You talking about the 3M
truck? Surely. Yes, sir. The 3M surely ain't late.
No, that bitch rad too, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'd like to see
it. It'll be a good one either way, though. It'll be a good one either way, but that truck get a little nasty, though.
Yes, it do. Man, it's gonna be so much action going on August 2nd. I don't know what I'm gonna do with myself.
All you gotta do, JB, just remain calm. Don't get, you know, don't pass out or have a stroke or nothing.
No, cause I'm gonna tell you, Kenny and Scoot. Oh my God, Lord have mercy.
Hey, JB.
Yo.
Is it true that Tim Booth locked in with?
Yes, it is. The white car versus Tony Wright.
Okay, head up, 8 miles.
Head up, 8 miles. 29 and 29.
The Camaro?
The Camaro.
Yeah, the Camaro, yeah.
Well, who is he locked in with who?
Tim
Tony Wright.
Tony Wright.
Baby Hill.
Hey, you know what? I meant to say, everybody was asking, this has been a while ago, who the baddest on 29 stock suspension. A lot of people forgot about Butt Naked.
Oh, no, ain't nobody forget about him.
Hey, he
right. Yeah, Butt Naked ain't nothing to play with.
Yeah, it'd be a good one on the 29.
Yeah, Butt Naked is definitely nothing to play with. Actually, I know I'm going to see Butt Naked July 19th because I just got confirmation. I'm headed up to, Morocco, Indiana. I ain't never been up there, but why not? Might as well go on and do it. So, yeah, I'm headed up there July 19th. He's going to be there. Who is it? Him, Donye, Team SVO, Chucky, Never Scared Racing, Bad Storm, Biz, Tony, who else? Goldie, Candy Crusher. It's going to be a packed house that day.
Yay. I think August 2nd might be one of the biggest grudge races this year.
I gotta say you're probably right. I definitely gotta say you're probably right.
Cause one thing I know for sure, Pip Carr's gonna be there.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
For a fact. You know, just look at last time. You know, with even the holdup they had. Look at all the cars that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of racing that they got done with like a 3-hour delay. So just imagine if, you know, none of that did happen, when they didn't have a 3-hour delay, the amount of racing that would have happened.
You're right. You're definitely right. I talked to Larry every, you know, once a week, and me and Larry talking, I told Larry, August 2nd is going to be very scary. He just don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I think the white boys are looking for action right now, if I'm not mistaken, for August 2nd. So you might
so
see the white
boys. They're not going to come if they don't have action. They got to have some locked in.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to make that, you know, that trip if they don't get locked in action. They working on something with Money Mo Alfaco from New York. They working on something right now. I think one wants to run the quarter, one wants to run the eighth, but I think, you know, Mo might change his mind and just do it. So it could happen. It definitely could happen. They working. Actually, they posting about it right now. So it could happen to where Mo Alfaco from New York and his Mustang takes on the white boys in the 8th mile.
Is it true that Baldy's supposed to be coming?
I can get an update on that. If Baldy's still together after this week and nothing happens from the World Grudge Nationals, he will be there August 2nd with the Nova.
That junk will be jam-packed, man. Y'all got to
tell you. I'm going to tell you, it's gonna be some stuff, man. It's just going to be one of them races where you can't miss out on. You're going to have to be there. Because, you know, I'm going to put it to y'all boys like this, man. I'm gonna be wall to wall, week to week, but that's one I just can't miss. You know, I'm supposed to go to Donye's, but you know, I think I'm just gonna have to lay low that weekend and stay home and just watch the, you know, stay back and watch.
Yeah, Donye will be all right. Donye will understand. Donye
yeah,
will understand.
Home team racing. I gotta go with the home team, man. Lord have mercy. I can't wait. Yeah, I just talked to, well, it's up to the executioner to take the, I just hit him up. Troublemaker wants to break to the eighth. So if he hits me back and it's a go, y'all, just, Lord, have mercy. Jesus. That could even, that's going to make it even worse. A lot of racing. And I think, who else is supposed to be, somebody else was supposed to be trying, and I know y'all know about the ProMod race. Ain't nobody, now, I know y'all know about that.
Who ProMod race?
The Old Jacks versus John Bull.
You talking about
No,
Miller,
they're not
right?
running, they're running John Bull in the Firebird.
John Bull?
That's that Firebird from out of the North. Yeah, I don't know. We went up to ACO a couple weeks ago, and they had it up there. There was a, it's a 2000 model Firebird Pro Mod.
Is it white?
I think it is white or gray. It's like a whitish gray.
Oh. Oh, I know
yep.
what I'm riding with.
That's the car.
What?
Yeah.
So who you riding with then?
I'm riding with the old Jacks.
Huh? You riding with the Jacks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to ride with myself.
Now, Jarrell, you know what he's talking about now.
Yeah. I know what he's talking about.
But you want to know what? I like y'all, too, because it ain't going to be no bull. It's just something that got to get done, man. You know what? It's just something. Y'all
ain't going to be no BS on my part.
Yep, it's just something. And that's how it is. It's just something that has got to be done.
Hey, JB.
Huh?
I got two races I have to get off for 40 years out. This one and me and Charlie Brown. We're supposed to do it. Marcy said it's locked up for September 6th, I think. I'm not sure. He said something about September 6th.
So who is it? September 6th, you and who?
Charlie Brown.
You and Charlie Brown, September 6th?
We have to get that done.
Good deal.
Yo.
Herman cut you off. That's a capital, right?
Yep,
yeah.
That's the capital. That's the capital that, well, I hope y'all like the name, but yeah, my in-laws was on the phone one day, and he was talking about September 6th. I said, well, look, I'll give you a name, Capital Punishment. And he went on with it, and September 6th, it is Capital Punishment. I think it's 6 locked-in grudge races already, and it's they're doing Ultra Street.
Oh, Jerome, you put on Charlie Brown up there that day, too?
We supposed to, last time I talked to Monster, he said he going to talk to Charlie and this and that.
I ain't worried about that. Baby girl will be up there on the 6-2, by the way.
Yeah, I see y'all up on the card and everything.
She'll be up there on the 6-2, so, you know, just passing the word, that's all.
All right. You got to see how this thing works first. I said, I got to see how the car running right now, you know.
Oh, yeah. Get them straight.
Get them straight, you know.
Get them straight. Take them four spot plugs off, too, that you said.
See, I might. Shit. I can't do that right now. I can't even get it running on 8 right, so.
I take the bars off, man.
Huh?
I take the bars off.
Oh, my car?
Off of mine.
Oh, off of yours?
I take the bars off of Ghost.
Okay.
Lord, taking the bars off the Ghost.
I can't take mine off.
I ain't asking you. I told you to come as you come.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we'll flip a quarter off if you want me to keep them on or take them off.
Hey, it's up to you. It ain't in my hands.
I'm trying to help you out.
What it say, do what you like.
Because with them on, that's a wrap. I'm telling you that now.
Is that right?
It surely ain't left, so it got to be right.
Well, I don't mind. I hate do what you want, you know. We got to get this done.
I ain't got to get nothing done. You the one that's pressed. I could care less. I'm going to have fun regardless.
Yeah, win or lose or draw, whatever. I'm still going to be walking. You know?
Y'all the ones out here trying to press to get a name and all that, I could care less.
Yeah.
I'm just calling you on your word. That's all, Pimp. That's all.
Yeah.
All motor at that.
Hey, JB.
Yo.
You see how since the 14th, nobody been calling my name, talking shit, talking about, you know, or whatever. You know how they was dogging me and shit.
So now you tell me they done scoped out the scene and now they done backed up.
Just a little bit.
I tell you who ain't never back up.
Who was that?
I ain't never back up. Never. And never will. For anybody.
Yeah.
I ain't no, yeah, I went, just, man, I ain't even gonna entertain you. Like I said, if it happened, which I know you praying it don't. Because it ain't gonna be for, it's gonna be for out of my pocket. I don't want it out of your dad, it's coming out of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I might run you. You want to run for that Hans device too? I don't know why you got that. You want to run for that too? That's about 600, so that can be a total of what, 12 right there. We can run for that.
Nah, we good. I need that. I'm gonna need it.
Need it. You need it. What G-force is you pulling?
Huh?
What G's you pulling?
Shit, when I turn that go-go juice on, I don't know what I'm going to be pulling.
The only G's you pull is when they towing you up in the golf cart. That's the most G's you feel right there.
God damn. Boy, y'all
pulling. It surely ain't nowhere else.
Well, all I got to say is sit down beside it.
You sit down beside it. What else do you want? Don't act like I've never tried.
We're going to do it this time. Fuck all that bullshit.
Look, put it this way. When we broke the rear on August 2nd, no, August 3rd, last year when we broke the rear, put the rear back together, we were going to run you then. You had loaded the car.
I broke my motor May 25th of last year. I just got back. Shit.
We're going to run you then.
Right around the corner.
Yeah, August. Y'all right? August 2nd, it might be a month away, seriously, but it'll come up real quick. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. It'll be real quick.
If things are having good, she'll be there. If not, JB, I can promise you, end of this year, before the end of this year, it will happen. Mm. I can surely promise you that. I'll put that on everything.
301-573-7199. Your mic is open, sir.
Boo.
What was that?
Said boo. I thought that guy was about to be quiet.
No. Who are you calling out now?
Who was that? French and Apollo talking back and forth?
I know who this is. What's going on?
What's up? I said boo. You see, they ain't talking anymore.
You ain't scaring no ghosts.
And the ghost
that boo, that's only on cartoons and movies. A ghost don't make noise. They throw things.
There's a ghost because it don't come out.
Huh?
There's a ghost because it don't come out.
I guess. Sounds like Todd.
Yeah.
that's what it surely sounds like.
Yeah. French fry, how are you?
did he call you French fry?
Yeah, because I don't know who that. I don't know who that is. His microphone was blind.
Hey, I don't know, but Todd, I gotta ask you, when is the taxi coming out?
Right behind French and the goat.
Oh Lord!
At this rate, never. I guess I don't know.
Man,
it was in my hands, it would have been out. But.
Now let me make sure I'm right. I mean, I'm right by saying that is the same taxi that used to run the MIR.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Larry Boswell.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that car. That car had the working on duty sign, didn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
God damn it, I remember.
It's the one with the checkers on it.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, 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 I remember that.
They went Tijuana Taxi, then it was Pier 3 Taxi.
Now Jarrell,
Then it went Flat Black Hoopty Taxi.
Yeah, Jarrell, you don't want to get beat by a taxi, do you?
No, I don't.
Your fare will go up. You'll owe a lot more than what you think.
We'll put four doors on him.
Yeah. Man, oh man. Yeah, so I haven't heard back yet from Jeff, but if Jeff, I guess he's thinking about that one because everybody, you know, I know.
What's Jeff thinking about?
The troublemaker wants the break from Jeff Rogers to the 8th Mile.
Oh, you
got to call him. You got to call him back.
What? I don't want to. Let's see. I'll call him in. I mean, I don't. No, I'm gonna just. Nah, that ain't. That man. You know that. You know what? That man just got his appendix removed and stuff like that. That man health. You know.
No, he don't text. That's what's the problem. He don't text me.
Oh, he don't text message. Okay.
That'd be a hell of a race there.
Yeah. Let me. Hold on. Let me. I'll get him back in. And I ain't know if he don't. I gotta feel the man out. I don't. You know.
He got a flip phone.
Oh, he got a, well, shoot, I ain't going to lie, my boss, Jay Barnes at Grudge, he got a flip phone. I ain't saying much.
Yeah, he got a flip phone, bro. All
right, well, let's see if he flip it open.
Man, that man ain't answer the phone.
I don't think he going to answer that one. Yep, I don't think he wants that one.
So are you giving him the troublemaker the break?
Yeah, well, the troublemaker has just, you know, they have said that I got to give them guys credit. You know, they just coming down, they looking to race. And, I mean, you know, they got one race locked up. And I'm guessing they probably going to run the back half shootout. You know, Larry having a back half shootout. They just, you know, they just trying to race, man. And, I mean, you know.
Oh, I ain't knocking that at all. I was just finding out. I still like Jeff with that, though. They run the 8th Mile?
Yeah, yeah. If he get the break, I would guarantee he would probably just want the 8th.
Yeah, I think Jeff might get that.
That's going to be tight.
That's 60-foot deadly, though.
Well, you don't think trouble
like
I ain't got none? You think Troublemaker ain't got no 60-foot?
Huh?
Yeah, so you think Troublemaker ain't got no 60-foot? You said Jeff's going to give Troublemaker the break.
Jeff going. If the race was put out on DMV Grudge that they said they would try something if they got the break from the Troublemaker. So, you know, if they got the break, I guess they would willing to try something.
So
I ain't saying Troublemaker. I ain't saying Troublemaker don't have a 60-foot. I don't think it's going to be stronger than Jeff.
Now, you say Jeff's giving Troublemaker the break or Troublemaker's giving Jeff the break?
Troublemaker's getting the break from Jeff.
Uh-oh. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a tight one there. They better have the camera down there at the other end.
Man, I just got some pictures. The boys are packing in down in Texas. Lord have mercy.
That's a long ride.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I had to back out on that one. My money ain't that long. I'm going to Indiana on July 19th. Though. I'm gonna go on down there and try it. Hell with it.
Hey, JB.
What's that?
Is Larry having something down on the beach on the 12th?
No, I don't know. I know the 12th, the horsemen are having a race with Long Island Joe, the 12th at Fayetteville.
Oh, I thought Larry, I looked at a schedule and it said something about a race he was having down there.
Well, I mean,
that ain't Friday night grudge, is it?
Yeah, if they're doing something, it might be a Friday night little thing, but I think, because I don't think Larry would do, you know, being that him and Joe are partners, I don't think he would do something on the same day as, you know, Joe would be doing, so he'd probably be up there with Joe on the 12th.
It say July 12th, Custom T Pro Mod.
Oh, well, hey, you might be right. He might be doing something.
They still got the stuff at the beach tomorrow? Was it 3
Yeah, they do got the, yep, they do got the stuff.
Yeah,
at the beach.
What's going on at the beach tomorrow, man? I ain't trying
well,
to ride them and going for nothing.
Well, all I know is tomorrow it is the return of the goat.
Right.
They've been saying that since 1967.
Well, no,
I don't see the joint now.
Is that
goat number one or goat number two?
Right, because one is Thunder Goat and one is Thunder Ring.
But this is the Thunder Ring goat.
Okay, that's the fast one then.
Yeah. Yep, the Thunder Ring goat is.
Isn't there one
to...
more goat out there? Oh no, it's out there eating grass. That's right.
Yeah. She on the operation table right now.
Getting open heart, or just some chest X-rays? Getting some chest X-rays.
Yeah. You getting this autogram?
That's because the ghost was going to put something in you? Is that what it was? I thought I heard something.
Nah, I'm not going to put nothing in them. Nah, no, sir. Never that. I'm just going to just... I don't even know. He might beat me.
Somebody got to turn the light on.
The man used to ask me, he said, what do you think your chances are? I said, it's 50-50.
Hey, like you said, anybody can turn the light on, that's the thing.
Anybody can stage.
Yeah, anybody can stage.
Anybody can stage.
Yep. But I got to show Rudolph, who got the baddest goat around here. Carlo Wells. Yes, I called Mr. Wells out.
Oh, never mind. Man, I'm getting off this joint. This joint get turning whack now. He calling everybody out.
He calling everybody
out. That ain't all you can't beat.
Dan, can I get on the list?
Hey.
Hold on. We got somebody getting back in here. Mr. Executioner, is that you, sir?
Yeah, what the hell is going on?
He's eating ribs.
Somebody has posted on the page that the troublemaker might just entertain getting the break in the 8th mile from the executioner on August 2nd.
Now, listen, does the Carolina kid drive both cars?
Yes, he does.
Well, he was supposed to be giving me the break with that fast car he's got.
So, all right, so what you're saying is you want the break from the Carolina kid.
And then I'll give the troublemaker a break the same day.
Yeah. Okay. Well, bring both cars.
It don't bring both of them. But he's got to run me with his fast car first, give me the break.
Okay. I understand.
We try to get that before. You don't want to give me the break. Then I'll give trouble.
Huh? So I'm guessing this is the break in the quarter with his car or the break in the eighth?
Break it. Well, he can go either way with that, whatever he wants to do, but he only wants to run the eighth. But either way with either car. I'll give him a break with the troublemaker. We can go
eighth mile or quarter mile. He gives me the break with the other car, and we can go eighth mile, quarter mile, whatever he'd rather do.
Damn.
Oh.
I mean, I can't do no more than that for him.
Well, hey, that answers the question.
Damn. Put everybody on quiet.
But the only way I'll give the troublemaker a break is he got to give me the break first, and I asked for that for the other car. Because he tried to call me out the other week when he was at Capitol. I said, that's fine. Come on down there. Just give me the break, and then we'll run. So now he wants me to give him the break with the troublemaker. But he couldn't give me the break with the Camaro. But we can do them both the same day. Win or lose, I'll do both the time. If I win the first one or lose, I'll run him both races no matter what.
But, hey, that's all you – I mean, you know, answer the question. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's out there. So, if they take it, then I guess, you know, you'll definitely be hearing about it. But if they don't, you know, either way, I mean, hey, you done put it out there. You done answered the question, so.
Yes. Damn.
Damn. Yeah, that's – Lord, I might have to get one of them respirators for August 2nd.
you gotta walk around with an oxygen tank.
Man, God,
strapped on your back, man.
You know, let all the oxygen out of my show out of that.
You better get a scooter and an oxygen tank to pull behind it.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh boy.
Lord, well, yeah, Jeff. I done hit the boys up and see what they gonna do. If they go with it, then you know I'm gonna let you know. Cause I mean, hey, you done answered the question, so the ball is in their court. If they gonna do it, they gonna do it.
Call them.
Well, let me see.
Bam.
I don't know what Travis and them doing, but let me see if.
Well, that's how you get business done. Call the man.
Yep, I'm gonna see if they gonna call him in.
They must have been listening. They put it on the air. I mean, they put it on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, we gonna get somebody on here. Somebody listening. So, or let me see who's listening. whoever is listening from the here we go. Somebody must have been listening. 240-501-6476.
It's Pole Man Racing Live, part of CK Racing.
Okay, there you go. What we got?
Well, like I said before, and as Travis has stated, he is not giving that Pro Mod the break. Back tire only to the eighth. That's the only thing he going to do.
I got you. Well, I'll give the troublemaker the back tire to the eighth.
Why you can't give him a break? He's a true back half. True back half.
My math is pretty good, and it's hard to catch somebody with the break.
I mean, it's all taking a gamble. I mean, you got a Pro Mod car against
a
Pro Mod car.
I got a Dan style sportsman car.
Yeah, but ain't everybody supposed to take the gamble?
So would you run us head up in the quarter if we was?
What, with Travis's car?
Yeah. Because I'll speak to him on that.
Head up in the quarter.
And I'll give him a call.
How much money are you talking?
I don't know. I got to talk to that man. I'm sure if he will do it, he will lock in whatever you want.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's all I got to do is call a man. You, JB, you give me his number, Jeff Rogers' number, and we can just discuss this later. Because I'm sure he will lock you in if he will run you in the quarter head up. That's with no doubt.
Yeah, you have him call me.
Huh?
I have him call me. Yeah, I like to gamble. I like to have fun. I'll entertain that.
Damn,
I know. I told you about it before.
Yeah, I know he's fast. I mean, you know, he's light. He's light and he's fast, but anything can happen.
Like I said, we can talk about it. I'll call him as soon as I get off the phone.
I got you. Yeah, go ahead and call him. And shit, I'm getting ready to step out. JB, give him. I'm sure. I think.
I got.
He might have my number.
I got my number.
I think they got my number too. I know. Maybe he don't. He might have it. But yeah, give him a number. That way he can call me. We'll work out something.
Okay.
All right. But damn.
I just gotta do something.
All right.
Well, like Coleman said, I know for sure he'll probably take that. He'll probably do that.
No, he has to.
Yeah.
He ain't got a choice. I mean, he's a faster car. You know, lighter car, faster car.
So we're gonna do the trouble maker then.
Huh?
The race with the troublemaker.
We want the break with that.
The man run you head up, and he asked for the break, but he just said, fuck it, he'll run you head up, so.
Yeah, that's head up to the quarter mile. We wasn't talking about, he wanted the break to the eighth.
Big up one.
And you said you like him if he gave Troublemaker the break. If Jeff does do that, I'm letting you Frank.
You don't even got to talk to me about the money issue. I trust
I'm just
you.
Saying.
We can bet. Whatever
good.
You want.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'll give him the back tire.
We're going to bet.
The man run you heads up now.
Yeah, we're going to run them heads up to the quarter with an eighth of a mile car.
So you all right. You don't think that gear is going to be changed before we get up here? Between now
you
and
say
then?
What?
You don't think he's going to change gears between now and then?
Ain't no gear change. We ain't changed gear down Buzz Creek before we came up MRI. Before we came up with his name, we was ready to come up Capitol.
Anyways, you can find me.
And we automatic.
That don't mean shit.
That don't
mean nothing.
Tell a damn.
Yeah, okay.
I bet he's
602s with an automatic. If y'all don't know who
you
Joe Dunn is, Joe Dunn was running 602s with an automatic years ago.
Okay.
I bet the Carolina kid's 200 pounds lighter.
Then what, you?
Yep.
I doubt it.
I know he is.
I doubt it. We might have to put some money on that one right there.
Yeah, but you gotta let me check the car, make sure you ain't had a bunch of weight to get up on the scale. You know what I mean?
You can do what you want. You can check it. We was running Pro Mod class, so what you think Pro Mod weigh in the class?
It's 2375.
Huh?
What's the weight? 2375?
23.
What's the weight?
Come on, man.
It ain't more, no more than 2375, 2400.
Well, look, me and you got a $100 bet on that then.
Well, mine's 2,600 pounds. I know what mine weighs. I weigh it every time I go to the creek. And I know you ain't nowhere near 2,600 pounds. But we ain't racing weight. I ain't worried about the weight.
Hey.
I'm just saying. But I'll give a troublemaker the back tire.
Okay, I'll talk to them about it. Like I said, we done already talked about it. I'll let them know. I mean, August 2nd, right around the corner, we got plenty of time to lock anything in.
Yeah, but if you call me,
I see you at Capitol almost every weekend, so.
Yeah, make sure that if he calls me, tell him to call me around noon tomorrow if he can.
Okay.
I'll be at work. I'll do that.
I will do that.
So who's this? Who am I talking to?
This is Poor Man Racing Live. This is Lil Willie.
You want to the Capitol every weekend?
Yeah, you know it.
What the hell are you doing?
Huh?
You trying to get me in on them sucker bets, ain't you? I got you.
I ain't trying to get no sucker bets. I just want to see somebody races. I mean, we've been trying to get a race for the longest. And it seems like when we do give somebody what they won't give us what we want. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing in your case.
No, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we even offered HD the back tire, but that wouldn't work.
Nah, you guys, because you run too much safe, Mom. You guys are fast. Everybody seen you go fast.
We ain't that fast yet. We ain't Jason Hurd fast.
You're fast. I mean, the car's fast. It's a pro-type car. Oh. He ain't like those backyard guys running around here doing a little bit of racing. He goes racing all across the country, up and down the south. He's fast. He's got the right shit.
Okay.
I can look on the internet all day long and see him going 382, 380. I mean, he's fast.
And what tracks was those at? It wasn't in
no
Buzz Creek or Capitol.
No, he can do it at Buzz Creek. That's why I like to drag his ass up Capitol. I know that motherfucker can't go fast up there. He can come up there and do all he wants. he's
more
slow up
Capitol.
It's hard to go fucking 390s, 380s to Capitol, I can tell you that.
Well, I mean, you done been a number. We ain't going to state it, but you done been a number up there. You ain't been too slow.
Yeah, but I know the track is terrible. But that's what
oh,
that's
I it. Know. I know.
That's the I mean, the track's come a long way, though. I mean, it ain't as bad as it was. I tell you, the Undertaker won a 388 up there the other day.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
He won an 88. I mean, that ain't bad. You know, Scriber won in the fives up there, so I guess the track ain't. I think now people just underestimate the track. They still think it's the old track.
When that sun go down, then that track start to hook.
Yeah.
So.
But then you got to catch it before it gets too late, because then when a dew sets on it, it ain't worth a shit.
Yep.
But yeah. Yeah, if you call me tomorrow, we'll do something. I got to do something. I just want to raise somebody or something. I got goddamn old Jackson stood me up, him son of a bitch.
Yeah. Well, Troublemaker gonna cut that watermelon truck off of that day.
I ain't heard one, man. I'm staying neutral until that day.
Yeah. Well, you know, Scoot and Kenny got a run too, so.
I'm riding with Kenny.
You riding with Kenny?
That's how I feel, yep.
Scoot's pretty fast too.
I'm going to go with the A to B car. As they say it is, the one that wouldn't give us our run back since.
Well,
I think if whoever went between the watermelon truck and Troublemaker should run whoever went between Kenny and Scoot. I think that would be good. Well, he better do better than what he so-called claim he did up Colonial Beach. That's all I know.
Because
Blue Matt, I'm talking about Kenny. I said because Blue Magic was ready to dig in that ass that day.
Man, Blue Magic was weak. I don't know what
okay.
Y'all talking about. He looked weak. That Nova called everybody out down there. Everybody.
What Nova?
The silver Nova? The black stripes.
Yeah. It ain't called everybody out.
He did. He said he'll run anybody for $1,000 or better. KB, am I lying?
He ain't lying. Hoffman did.
He called everybody out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Hoffman going to be there the second, too.
Oh, yeah, that's good then.
That's a back half car, right? Or two chassis.
Yeah. It's set up like, it's set up like a slim car. Who we got getting on? Somebody getting on at the last minute. 804-317-9454. Your mic is open. Who we got? 804-317-9454.
JV, it's Brandon. I got Kenny right here.
What's going on there?
We working on the headliner. We're getting the headliner ready for the weekend.
I hear that. So who on the list?
Hey, I know we called that Hoffman car out at 9:30, and the guy that spoke up for the Hoffman car said, "Well, I don't know where the guy went that was going to bet that $1,000, but we were looking for him with Kenny's car." We only made one pass on that car, first pass, and that was it. And we were looking. Blue Magic didn't want to lock nothing in.
No, I know that. I was there with that.
I'm just getting on here and getting the shit straight.
Oh yeah, I didn't know he called him out. I told McKinney when he was in the staging lane. He said he was going to test the car, and he said this is, I think, the last pass he made. He said if the car goes straight, he said he'll run the Nova. That's what he said out of his mouth.
Yep. And I went to the Nova, and the Nova guy said that well, the guy that was speaking for the car is not here no more. The guy made the call out of the tower and then left.
Don't worry about it. We'll be dead right by August 2nd.
August 2nd, we'll be dead right though.
I hear that.
Hey, tell Kenny, Sprinter already got the money betting on.
Well, guys, I think I'm gonna hit the bushes, man, because I gotta be up early in the morning to head out birthday weekend. But y'all boys take it light, and I don't know if any of y'all going to Dinwiddie Saturday, but it looks like I'm headed to Dinwiddie. So if any of y'all going, I'll see y'all Saturday.
JB.
All right. Hey JB.
Yo.
Make sure you inbox me the number.
Yeah, I'm gonna inbox you the number.
All right.
All right, guys. All right, Jeff.
All right, fellas.
All right.